This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. That's according to Vice President Kamala Harris, insisting that justice must be served to the perpetrators. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris calls for an affirmation of the rule of law in the light of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Today, a year later, we know Kyiv is still standing. Russia is weakened. The transatlantic alliance is stronger than ever.
Harris said the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in making sure that Russia is held accountable and in pursuing the crimes, pointing to a danger of other authoritarian governments taking advantage of international rules. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says China is keeping a close eye on the developments in Ukraine.
We also know that Beijing is watching closely to see the price Russia pays or the reward it receives for its aggression. What is happening in Europe today could happen in Asia tomorrow.
NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg. North Korea says that its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test was meant to further bolster its fatal nuclear attack capability against its rivals as it threatens additional powerful steps over the planned military training between the U.S. and South Korea. Saturday's ICBM test, the North's first missile test since January 1st,